from our good friend John Duffy and the Seldom Scene. Bring him out here and give him a big hand.
Let me help you here, sir.
You all right? Leave it there.
It's okay.
Let's get it on this.
Central, the Monday morning rain. We got 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. We're long out on the southbound Odyssey as a train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls past the houses, farms and fields, past the towns that have no name, and the freight yards full of old black men, graveyards of rusted automobiles. Singing good morning America, how are you? Yeah, don't you know me, I'm your native son. Well, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. Dealing cards with the old men in the club car, and it's pity a point, there ain't no one keeping score. Won't you pass that paper bag that holds the bottle? Hear the wheels rumbling through the floor, and the sons of bullfighters, and the sons of engineers, ride their father's magic carpet made of steel, and the mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, the rhythm of the rails is all they dream.
Singing, good morning America, how are you? Yeah, don't you know me, I'm your native son.
Well, I'm the train they call city of New Orleans,
and I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done.
Midnight on the city of New Orleans, passing trains in Memphis, Tennessee. We're halfway home, we'll be there by morning, through the Mississippi darkness rolling to the sea. Then all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. The old steam rail, it ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his song again. The passengers will please refrain. Well, this train's got the disappearing railroad blues.
Singing, good night, America, how are you? Yeah, don't you know me, I'm your native son.
Well, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans.
I'll be gone a long, long time when day is done. Singing, good night, America, how are you? Yeah, don't you know me, I'm your native son.
Well, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans.
And I'll be gone a long, long time when day is done.
Country road.
my memories. Gather round to the miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, a teardrop in my eyes. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. I hear her voice in the morning hours, she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down a road that gets the feeling that I should have been home yesterday.
Yesterday, country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads, take me home, country roads, take me home,
home,
home, country roads.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to wherever we are. Indian Spring Campground, I believe. Pretty nice place. Yes, sir. Like the trees. Like this, that, and the other. I like the money we're going to make. All right, seriously, though, I'd like to take a short moment just to introduce all the group. On the left in the bass fiddle is Tom Gray. On the dobro is Mike Aldridge. On the guitar here is John Starling. And I might mention that between shows, John is performing tonsillectomies in the tent, working on the side. And on the five-string banjo is Ben Eldridge.
And we couldn't find a mandolin player, so we went down to the basement of Campbell's Arlington Music and found an unemployed one. This is John Duffy.
Here's Ben, one called Pick Away.
Thank you.
Thank you. Huh? Sweet Baby Jane's? All right, we'll do that in a little while. We got a whole bunch of time to kill. And you like your railroad songs, huh? All right. All right, we'll do one right now that is from the album. This is an ancient tune that a lot of people have done a lot of different ways. And I arranged this thing up about 10 years ago and then never did anything with it. So now we've done something with it. This is Darlin' Corey. Little tonsil jerker. We call it the cry of the pregnant whale. Called Can't You Hear Me Calling?
Come back to me as a matter of fact.
big mistake had caused it all. If you'd come back, sunshine would follow. Just stay away, but it'd be my fault.
We've had a man, can't you hear me call? Love me in times and love you best. I mistreated you, love, and I'm sorry. And back to me as my request.
How I miss your sweet embrace. When I woke up, there was the sunshine. When I looked up, I saw your face.
We've had a man, did you ever call? Love you in times, I loved you best. I mistreated you, Lord,
and I'm sorry. Come back to me as a matter of request.
Thank you very much. Huh? 500 miles? Oh, we'll get all those eventually. We'll have to. We'll run out of things to do. I'd like to mention, I don't know if anybody set up any particular place, but at the present, we've got our latest, you might say our first, album together. It's back here in the station wagon over here when you run out of things to do and don't have anything else to buy. you might slip over there and if you're interested. If you're not, don't. There you go. Let's see. We got a few things here. You got anything particular in mind, John?
Yes.
All right. All righty. Here's Mike on the dobro with one called the Cannonball Blues. Thank you. Tom Paxson's better songs. There's a lesson too late for the learning. Made of sand, made of sand. In the wake of an apple song that's turning, in your hand, in your hand.
Are you going red? What a farewell. Will there be no trees left behind? I could have loved you better. Didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
As I lay in my bed in the morning, without you, without you, each song in my heart dies in the morning, without you, without you.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be no trees left behind? I could have loved you better. Didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
You got the reasons, plenty. This I know, this I know. All the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be no trees left behind? I could have loved you better. Didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
Thank you. Oh, let's see. Somebody asked for this, and, well, I like it. It's one of our favorites, and off the new album. It's a song written by James Taylor, which I think John Starling does a magnificent job on. And it'll be about a 20-minute pause while I tune my guitar. Do we get it yet?
Oh, close enough.
Huh? What'd you say? Children are crying. I'd go home to them if I were you. I know what you mean, the song. No, we don't know that.
We're ready, John.
We're ready? All right, here it is. Sweet Baby Jane.
Thanks.
There is a young cowboy who lives on. His horse and his cattle, his only companion. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyon, waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, thinking about the wind and glasses of beer, closing his eyes as the dokies retire. He sings out a song which is soft but is clear, as if maybe someone could hear. So good night, you moon.
white ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby James. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock-a-bye, sweet baby James.
Now the first of December was covered with snow. So was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Though the Berkshires seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting, with 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway, a song that they sing when they take to the sea, a song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it, but singing works just fine for me. So good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby James. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane, and rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane.
Thank you, sweet baby James, sir.
Well,
let's see. Where's your band?
All right. Okay, here's one of Merle Haggard's goodies, which we kind of like most of Merle's music, and stick in a tune here and there, ain't that right? Merle's got a good thing, good show, good material. Thank you, babe, thank you. Save me one of those and then I'll enjoy it.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town and not knowing where I'm bound. No one could change my mind but Mama tried. On an only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. And despite all my Sunday learning, toward the bed I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could change my mind, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Below, she tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could change my mind, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
All right, let's see. Okay, thank you. I was just checking to see if somebody was here, and they apparently aren't at the moment. So.
What?
So, John Duffy and yourself okay. Singing are beautiful people.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. You're all right.
Well, I don't give a damn. I'm all right. You're beautiful.
That's good to know. Okay.
Here's another just like the
other. Here's another like the other one. No, what is this, the railroad?
Raised by the railroad.
Raised by the railroad line, yeah.
Give me a train. Thank you.
The clickety sound of the southbound freight and the high-speed hum of a passenger train. Comes a part of a soul and a heart and a mind of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. The sound of the whistle at the crossing the road, and the tanks and the trucks and the tractors on a flat car load. Becomes a part of a soul and a heart and a mind of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. And the big round penny that she lay on the rails and the wheels mashed flat, and the glimpse of the ladies and the pictures of the men in the engineers' hats, and the brakeman waves from the red caboose. He's a part of the past and never quite turns loose. He's a part of the soul and a heart and a mind of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. She lay on the rails and the wheels mashed flat, and a glimpse of the ladies and the pictures of the men in the engineers' hats, and the brakeman waves from the red caboose. He's a part of the past and never quite turns loose. He's a part of the soul and a heart and a mind of the boy who's raised by the railroad line. Of the boy who's raised by the railroad line.
Thank you. That's on our new album, and we like a whole lot. Here's one. If you feel like singing along, you can, because I'm sure everybody knows it or has heard it at one time or other. So if you get the urge, just jump right in. Looked over Jordan, what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing love, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sometimes down,
coming for to carry me up, but still my soul feels heavenly bound. Coming for to carry me home. Swing love, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me.
Okay. We've got a little programming problem, so we're going to lay a couple more on you. It's an instrumental. I only know two, so I'll play one of them.
Huh? No problem. We'll quit any time. What are you going to do?
Join Logan, all right?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Tipped in man down in Paradise's Hall.
less a woman to do me, and took me for a ride. Now, like the weary fox, I must find a place to hide.
She walks through the corn, leaning down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her, and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Like a fox.
Like a fox.
Your soul. We'll talk about the world and the friends we used to know. Well, I see a string of girls who put me on the floor. The game is nearly up and the hounds are at my door.
She walks through the corn, leaning down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took our love that poor boy could give her, and left like a fox on the road.
Like a fox.
Like a fox.
A couple of weeks ago, and it's a fantastic album. Let's make welcome to entertain you for the next 30 minutes here at the Indian Springs Campground, the fantastic Seldom Seen. Bring them out here, make them welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening. No, I don't guess I'll say that. Now that I thought it over, I changed my mind. I think we'll just get right on into the next number, which was a request, and this is that first number was on our latest long playing cylinder. And this next one is also. It's a golden oldie, but it's always been one of my favorites. Somebody asked for it, so we'll do it. It's called 500 Miles.
If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I'm gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear so blow 100 miles.
Got no shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. Lord, I can't go back home this away.
Thank you. I'll move this over a little bit. Looks like it's getting crowded over there. Oh, let's see. I think I introduced all the bands this afternoon. I imagine all the faces here have been here all day. It's Art, Martin, Fargo, you know. Here's a number that will be on Mike's Dobro album, which will be out around the 1st of July. Yes, sir. This is a song that John Starling said was written by Henry VIII.
And then I found out that was wrong.
Who wrote it?
I don't know. All these folklorists out here.
Prince Valiant.
Make fun of me.
This is called Greensleeves.
I think he used to pick it.
Thank you.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still love me, carrying the pots I made, following behind me?
Sing my love through loneliness, sing my love through sorrow. I'll give you my loneliness, come give me your
tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, would you still want me? Answer me, yes I would, I'll put you above me. If I were a miller, had a mill wheel grind, would you miss that pretty dress, bright shoes shining?
Sing my love through loneliness, sing my love through sorrow.
Thank you. That was If I Were a Carpenter. That's kind of a goodie, isn't it? All right, I'll tell you what. We did a number this afternoon. We're going to do it again. Nobody asked for it. We just happened to like it. So just keep ourselves in shape on it. This is called A City in New Orleans.
One, two, three. Monday morning rain. We got 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of bales. as the train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls past the houses, farms, and fields. Passing towns that have no name, in the freight yards full of old black men, in the graveyards of rusted automobiles. Singing, good morning, America, how are you? Yeah, don't you know me? I'm your native son. Well, I'm the train they call the city of a new old town. And I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. Dealing cards with the old men in the club car. And it's penny a point, there ain't no one keeping score. Won't you pass that paper bag that holds the bottle? You can hear the wheels rumbling through the floor. And the sons of woman porters, and the sons of engineers, ride their father's magic carpet made of steam. And the mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beats. The rhythm of the rails is all they dream. Singing, good morning, America, how are you? Yeah, don't you know me? I'm your native son. Well, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. Midnight on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. We're halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness rolling to the sea. Then all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. The old steel rail, it ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his song again. The passengers, well, please refrain. Well, this train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Singing, good night, America, how are you? Yeah, don't you know me? I'm your native son. Well, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone a long, long time when day is done. Singing, good night, America, how are you? Yeah, don't you know me? I'm your native son. Well, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone a long, long time when day is done.
All right, we just had a little decision here. Here's a little instrumental on the banjo, and I get a tad of it myself, called Bill Cheatham, all right?
doing hanging round?
I should be on that train and go. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging round?
Just for a short vacation, I went down to Mexico. Didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so. And I lightly took advantage of a girl that loved me so. But I found myself thinking when the time had come to go, what am I doing hanging around?
I should be on that train and go. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around?
Well, she took me to the garden just for a little walk. I didn't know much Spanish and there was no time to talk. And she told me that she loved me not with words but with a kiss. But I just kept on thinking of the train I would not miss. What am I doing hanging around?
I should be on that train and go. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing?
It's been a year or so and I want to go back again. And if I get the money, well, I'll ride that same old train. But I guess your chance has come at once, and boy, I sure miss mine. But I can't help wondering when I
hear some whistle crying,
what am I doing hanging round?
I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? What am I doing hanging around?
All right, here's a song, a real golden oldie that Tom Gray and myself do. It's one of Bill and Earl Bullock, the Blue Sky Boys tunes. That's it. It's called The Sweetest Gift, The Mother's Smile.
Thank you. left a smile you can remember. She's gone to heaven from heartache free. Those bars around you could never change her. You were her baby, and there will be. She did not bring.
Thank you, Tom. Well, we're going to do one more here, and then we're going to get our good friends, special guest from England.
You guessed.
Here's a little waltz piece for you. Good man,
that morning shine.
Do you need another muse?
Drives the engineer crazy. Thank you.
there yet.
Accept your pay.
Turn me on. Thank you. Now, I'd like to say right now, we thank you very much and hope you enjoyed our portion of the show. And we're going to stand around here for a short while longer and back up. Our dear friend from who's been in England posing as Jack the Ripper for the past several years. And he's now back here to play Dracula for us. No, sir. Let's have a big hand for Mr. Bill Clifton.
On one evening long ago, as the sun was sinking low, my true lover went to sail upon the sea. It was in the month of June, and the roses were in bloom, when he tucked me in his arms and said to me,
"You're a flower blooming in the wild wood, you're a flower blooming there for me. Sweeter than the morning dew, and I'll soon return to you. You're a flower that is blooming there for me."
A letter came to me from a captain on the sea, and it told me my darling was dead. Oh, the shock and great surprise made the teardrops dim my eyes, and I thought about those last words that he said.
"You're a flower blooming in the wildwood, a flower blooming there for me. Sweeter than the morning dew, and I'll soon return to you. You're a flower that is blooming there for me."
Drowned in the sea, and has passed over life's weary way. When it's in the month of June, and the roses are in bloom, it seems that I can hear my lover say,
"You're a flower blooming in the wildwood, a flower blooming there for me. Sweeter than the morning dew, and I'll soon return to you. You're a flower that is blooming there for me."
Thank you very much.
This one's called Dixie Darling.
Thank you very much. One of the old-time songs that I can remember hearing first from a couple of folks down in North Carolina. Well, they used to travel a lot in the South, and they went out to the West, to Ray and Ina Patterson. And what I'd like to do now, though, is call on
friend Mike Seeger to come up and join me, and we'd like to do one of the old Carter family. That's right, let's give Mike a hand. He's right behind us here. With the auto harp to help out with a tune called, an old Carter family song called My Dixie Darlin'. Let's see, I better go up and listen. Way down below the Mason-Dixon line, down where the honeysuckles are entwined, there's where the southern winds are blowing, there's where the days are growing. The girls of the north in their gay finery, whirling around in a silk sateen, singing a song of Dixie, darling, where I long to be, John. My Dixie, darling. Song I sing beneath the silver moon with the banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. Going down south to have a big time, I'll see my girl in old Carolina, drink my booze and do as I please, for all of those girls along to squeeze. Singing a song of Dixie, darling, down where I long to be going, down where the jelly roll's rolling with my Dixie queen. My Dixie, darling, listen to this song I sing beneath the silver moon with the banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen.
Can I get another auto harp from back there?
Thank you very much, Dixie Darlin'. What I'd like to do now is join Mike Seeger with an auto harp, compliments of Alice Seeger. Both auto harps built by Tom Morgan, who I'm sorry to say is not here. We'd like to see him around. He's an instrument builder well known to bluegrass musicians all around through this part of the country. These are two of his auto harps. We'd like to do a little bit of a dance tune here.
Good. Kind of,
yeah. John will do a jig here for us on the side. It's one.
Ready for this?
Well, it's one called Liberty. It goes like this. Yeah, all right, we'll do some more auto harp maybe a little later on. Right now, though, we'd like to do a song that I first heard Arthur Smith and the Dixieliners do, and I guess it's one that is sung quite a lot around the country these days, over the past 15, 20 years anyhow. One called When Ben's Ready. Are you ready? called Walking in My Sleep.
See that girl of mine, tell her if you please, when she bakes those biscuits to roll up her sleeves. Walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep, up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep. Yonder comes my baby, how do you think I know her by those pretty little curls hanging down so low. Walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep, up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep. Bake them biscuits, baby, and bake them good and brown. When I get my breakfast, I'm Alabama bound. Walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep, up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep, babe.
Mike Seeger has got another guitar back here, and what I'd like to do is have Mike come up and join me, and we'll do one of the songs that I first heard from the Carter family, called The Cannonball Blues. Okay, yeah.
You can wash my jumper, starch my overhauls, I'll catch that train they call the Cannonball from Buffalo to Washington. Yonder comes a train coming down the track, it'll carry me away, but it ain't gonna carry me back, my honey babe, my blue-eyed babe. My baby's left me, she even took my shoes. It's enough to give a man these doggone worried blues. She's gone, she's solid gone. I'm going up north this fall, and if luck don't change, be back at all, my honey babe, I'm leaving you.
upon the mountain, times are getting cold. I can't make a dollar to save my weary soul. Hard times, hard times.
Get the mandolin. There's a couple of brothers from down the state of North Carolina who I've been knowing for a long time, their music I've been knowing for a long time, and I wish they were here tonight because they're some of the finest singers of old-time songs that I know. And I was talking to Red Rector and Fred Smith about them a little bit earlier, and they worked with the Morris brothers, Wiley and Zeke, years ago, and have the same sort of respect for them that I do, I think. One of the songs that Zeke Morris apparently wrote in time for a session, Fred tells me, is this one here. It's a love ballad, and as soon as Mike is ready, we'll do it for you. It's one called Somebody Loves You, Darling. Yeah, okay.
Did you let them go?
No, Thank you very much. Twin mandolins were a surprise to me as well. This next song is one that was popularized by, the people who wrote it, the Bales Brothers. And I like the Bales Brothers songs real well, and I don't hear so many of them anymore. Maybe it's because I don't live in this part of the world anymore, but it's one of my favorites, and I hope it's one that you'll like too. It's called Dust on the Bible.
I went into a home one day to see some friends of mine. Of all their books and their magazines, not a Bible could I find. I asked them for the Bible. When they brought it, what a shame. The dust was covered o'er it, not a fingerprint was plain. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all our prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, there's none salvation holds. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. Books and magazines read of love and tragic things, but not one verse of Bible nor of Scripture will you know. When it is the very truth and its contents good for you, dust the family Bible, it is sure to see you through. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all our prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, there's none salvation holds. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. A friend you'd like to help along life's way, just tell him that the good book shows a mortal how to pray. The best advice to give him that will make his burdens light, dust the family Bible, trade the wrong way for the right. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all our prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, there's none salvation holds. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul.
All the good times today. Thank you very much. I'd like to just finish up this portion that Mike Seeger and I are on with the Seldom Seen, and by first of all thanking so many of you good folks for coming out and being so patient with us, or with me at least. Haven't been so long since I've been in this part of the world. You've been good to me, and I appreciate it very much. I'm sorry I haven't been able to do all the requests. I had one request for a song which I absolutely promised to do, and I haven't done it, and I'm sorry I can't now. This one I'd like to finish up with is one of the ones that's always been one of my favorites. I'd like to ask John Duffy to start it off for us, called All the Good Times Are Past and Gone.
I wish to the Lord I had never been born, or had died when I was young, and never had seen your sparkling blue eyes, or heard your lying tongue.
All the good times are past and gone, all the good times are o'er. All the good times are past and gone, darling, don't you weep
Come back, come back, my own true love, and stay a while with me. If ever I've had a friend in this world, you've been a friend to me.
All the good times are past and gone. All the good times are over. All the good times are past and gone. Darling, don't you weep no more, Mike.
That flies from pine to pine. He's mourning for his own true love, just like I mourn for mine.
All the good times are past and gone. All the good times are over. All the good times are past and gone. Darling, don't you weep no more.
Oh, don't you see that distant train coming round the bend? It'll take me away from this old town, never to come back again.
All the good times are past and gone. All the good times are over. All the good times are past and gone. Darling, don't you weep no more.
Thank you very much.
Let's have a nice hand for Bill Clifton. Bill, take a bow here. Bill Clifton, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Clifton and all the Dixie Mountain boys.
Oh, no, I'll tell you. No, that's interesting what Tom just said there. Of course, I used to call the group the Dixie Mountain Boys, and then just before I came back, I told... wrote to Tom Gray, and I said, I think what I better do is be introduced onto the portion of the seldom seen, and you can just introduce me as
the never seen.
Never seen. I'd like to get Ben Eldridge to start this one off, then. It's one, well, I learned it from a fellow named Woody Guthrie back some years ago. He was living in New York City, and it's one of the ones that he used to sing so well. But I always liked it. It's called Bed on the Floor. Are you all set here, Ben?
I'm a long way from home, I'm a poor lonesome boy, I'm a long way from home. I'll lay my head in a bed on the floor.
Make me a bed right down on your floor. Make me a bed right down on your floor. I'll lay my head in a bed on the floor.
Sheriff's on my trail with a big 44. Oh, the sheriff's on my trail with a big 44. I'll lay my head in a bed on the floor.
Make me a bed right down on your floor. Make me a bed right down on your floor.
striking midnight, daylight to go. Oh, clock striking midnight, daylight to go. I'll lay my head in a bed on the floor.
Make me a bed right down on your floor. Oh, make me a bed right down on your floor. I'll lay my head in a bed on the floor.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Bill Clifton, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a big hand right here, Bill. Fantastic. Let's hear it for Bill Clifton and, of course, the seldom seen, and Mike Seeger. Give him a big hand. A fantastic job, William. Thank you so much. Oh, I think I was about as proud to see Bill Clifton here as anybody out there today, huh? It's really good to see an old boy come home again. We hope that he won't stay away so long the next time.